What is Written on the Tongue? A novel by Anne Lazurko. Narrated by Alex Parra. Dedication. For my parents, Gerardus Theodorus Johannes Gronin, who loved to tell a good story, and Anna Maria Cici Gronin, who loved to read one. Epigraph. I am sure there are those who feel that the dead have no voice. Theirs is a Stone Age sensibility with a criminal blush. Promodia Annotator. Part 1. As a general rule, don't try to act macho and think you know better than the seasoned inhabitants of the tropics. Schapsprate, Guidebook to Living in the Tropics. Chapter 1. To Say This Is Mine. Surabaya, Island of Java, Dutch East Indies, May 1947. It is the measure of a man, Sam thinks, to drop his pants on command and without hesitation as the army doctor shuffles down the line, head bent to inspect the genitals of each in his turn. Foreskin back, squeeze the head, firm grasp on the balls. The selected soldier asked to blow on the thumb he holds tight in his mouth like a drooling toddler. As a final indignity, he is then expected to turn and bend so the doctor can peer up his ass and discover whatever might be amiss there. Pecker inspections are a monthly occurrence. Sam watches the faces of men turn crimson as their dicks weep with the disease they brought back from a few days' leave in Yogyakarta. The generals say they need the men healthy for Operation Product, a planned offensive to regain control of the coffee plantations and coal mines from nationalist rebels who took them over when the last of the Japanese left the East Indies. A good case of ED makes a man vulnerable to capture or death, they say. A good case. Sam tries not to look at the others. It wasn't long ago that he'd been horrified at the loss of his belt in the latrine at the Nazi camp, forced to choose between dignity and bread, shame at his nakedness. But now his superiors ask him to wave it around like it's just another part of the uniform or a gun to be cleaned and working properly for this new goddamn war.
Not sure why they're so concerned about our lull.
Andre echoes his thoughts as they return to barracks.
It's the rebel bastards will get us. Them, or malaria, or this fucking dysentery. It's all the same. You're dead in the end.
Andre is a big, thick idiot of a guy, but good with his hands and sharp with a gun. He pauses long enough to look down at Sam's foot.
Jesus, what the hell is that?
A chunk of flesh has come off in Sam's sock.
Not as bad as Bart's.
Sam nods toward a young man sitting on his pallet, wildly plunging a stick inside the plaster cast encasing his lower leg, a version of heaven on his face as the itch is relieved, and then hell as bits of rotten skin come up with each stroke. It's a disgusting thing, but Sam's got his own afflictions to worry about. While the locals go about their business barefoot, the army doesn't understand the torture induced by leather boots worn in flesh-melting heat. He finds his Whitfield ointment, smears it between his toes, and wraps each foot in a light cotton hanky before sliding them into sandals. Such relief.
Indonesia for the Indonesians,
he mutters the guerrilla mantra under his breath.
They can have it.
Obliterated by Hitler in only 5 days, the Royal Dutch Army relied on the British to organize, train, and even dress new conscripts like Sam. After 6 months of boot camp in the Netherlands, he was sent to the Indies and has spent another 6 deployed in Surabaya. His squad of a dozen men from the 12th Infantry has seen little of the country they're supposed to be fighting to reclaim. Day patrols and guard duty, sometimes 24 hours at a time. But mostly their lives are reduced to finding relief for ravaged feet, or from prickling skin rashes, or dizzying malaria. On a constant diet of rice and fruit and small amounts of meat of suspicious origin, men drop regularly from stomach ailments, the human enemy almost trivial. Vices keep them sane when the advice of the Schapsprate is not enough. The guidebook reminds them to forget toilet paper and use instead a small water dispenser to avoid anal fissures. Instructs on the proclivities of ants and mosquitoes and how to keep them out of food and gear. Offers techniques of boiling water to ward off typhus and dysentery. Cigarettes are a lifeline. The constant companion hanging lit from their mouths even as they raise their weapons. And they drink. A lot. Feet wrapped. Sam heads outside in an undershirt and cargo shorts to smoke and share a beer with others in the squad. Andre is soon by his side, reaching for Sam's lighter.
They're tough sons of bitches.
The voice pipes up from behind Sam. It's Raj, his brown face looming out of the night.
Who? The Pemuda.
Raj jumps onto a barrel and rests his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?